Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Amid the many deities and pagan religions of Old Testament times, the God of the Jews stands out for at least two reasons. First, he is not a parochial, regional God. He is not one God among many. He is Lord of all the earth. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Second, he defies all other religions by accomplishing his people's safety unilaterally. That is, his power achieves it, not that of his followers. Every other religion is transactional. The follower acts a certain way out of loyalty to the God, and then the God responds with favor. Trace every religion down to the root, and this is what you find. When we come to the God of the Bible, however, his right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. Believers in this God cannot manipulate him. We only receive. Do you know this and feel this to be true of your own life in Christ? If you are not ethnically Jewish, then you are living evidence that God is the God of all the earth and of all peoples. You have been welcomed in. And do you know and feel that he and he alone has accomplished your gracious rescue? As the old hymn puts it, "Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling." God's global grace is reason for deep encouragement. Anyone can get in on this, as long as he does not try to barter with God, but rather humbles himself enough to simply receive his love freely.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.